Britain. Policing. Accountability and arms. The Chris Carber case raises hard questions.
The video clips from body-worn cameras will have been seen by millions of Britons. Armed police jump out of their cars and swarm around a black Audi, yelling, "Show me your hands." The driver briefly ducks before lurching his car forward, ramming a police car in front. He then reverses, hitting another police car. After 15 seconds, a single shot is fired. The trial of Martin Blake, the police sergeant who fired the shot and killed Chris Carber, the driver, in September 2022, has sparked a storm of controversy. On October 21st, it took a jury just 3 hours to find Mr. Blake not guilty of murder. Critics argue that the verdict will further erode public confidence in policing. Many police officers are furious that Mr. Blake faced the charge in the first place. Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, has already announced some reforms. More may follow. The trial hinged on whether Mr. Blake's use of force — he shot Mr. Carber once in the forehead through the car windscreen — was necessary, proportionate and reasonable. On the night in question, armed police did not know the identity of the driver. It has since been revealed that Mr. Carber was a member of a South London gang with a string of serious convictions. But they did know that the car had been associated with a firearms offence the previous evening. In court, Mr. Blake argued that he did not intend to kill Mr. Carber, but that Mr. Carber's use of his car as a battering ram had posed a lethal threat to himself and his colleagues. The prosecution argued that, hemmed in by a police roadblock, Mr. Carber posed no such threat. In such events, armed officers have to make rapid judgments on the basis of limited information. The jury decided that the bar for murder, proving that Mr. Blake did not honestly believe there was such a threat and had used force unreasonably, was not met. Cases of this sort are very rare in Britain. Armed police attend around 18,000 incidents each year. There have been only 65 in the past decade in which they have fired at people. This is the first police shooting in which video footage from body-worn cameras, which have become commonplace in the past decade, has been made public. That has focused attention as never before on the split-second judgments that armed officers make. In retrospect, it seems wrong that Mr. Blake was named. That does not usually happen, but media organisations argued for it on public interest grounds. There have since been reports that the gang Mr. Carber was part of has placed a bounty on Mr. Blake. On October 23rd, Ms. Cooper said there will be a presumption of anonymity in cases involving police shootings unless there is a conviction. She also promised to speed up the process for deciding whether such cases should be brought to court, which involves both the Independent Office for Police Conduct, the IOPC, a watchdog, and the Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS. Politicians from both main parties argue that it takes far too long, creating painful uncertainty for officers and victims. Senior police officers question why the IOPC decided to pass the case on to the CPS, and why the CPS then brought a murder charge against Mr. Blake. The IOPC may yet hold a hearing for gross misconduct after reviewing evidence from the trial. Sir Mark Rowley, the Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police Service, has called for exemption from criminal convictions unless prosecutors can show that officers deliberately departed from their training. Ms. Cooper is unlikely to agree to that, but she will raise the threshold at which cases are handed from the IOPC to the CPS. Fine judgments everywhere.